The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about Pat McDonagh, the Supermax boss, because in the Battle of the Max, Supermax have won a trademark court battle with their long-term rival McDonald's, of course. Here is Pat himself speaking to our own Pat Kenny, following the judgment this morning.
Yeah, well, it was always going to be probably a David and Goliath scenario, but, you know, we really decided to take this on when they trademarked our snack box and had to be agreed by that, so, and therefore we took them on in the challenge and delighted that we won it.
Now, what exactly does this decision by the European Court mean?
It means that, you know, McDonald's has hundreds of trademarks registered, and a lot of companies could not register their business or whatever. And a lot of those registrations contain the word Mac. So it means basically that you have to, or they have to use their registered trademark. And if they don't, they become delisted. So it's a big victory for anyone with the name Mac or whatever that wants to register a company with Mac in it.
That was the two Pats, Pat McDonagh, Pat Kenny, speaking earlier this morning. Peter Leonard is with me now, barrister and presenter of the Fifth Court Legal Podcast. Peter, good to talk to you. Thanks a million for
good to talk to you, Kieran.
Coming
good
into
to be
studio.
Here.
McDonald's strategy, not their legal strategy, their trademarking strategy, seems to be kind of prospective trademarking. Well, is that what they're doing?
Big time. That's what was happening here. And obviously it took Pat McDonagh to have the courage, the force of nature from the West to take them on. This goes back to 1996. So McDonald's is one of the best known brands in the whole wide world. I mean, there's few brands that are bigger than McDonald's. We all know the Golden Arches, you know, the yellow M signal, which is the McDonald's restaurant. But in 1996, McDonald's registered the name, the trademark, Big Mac. Now, we know the Big Mac is a burger, and it's a burger with meat and whatever it is, vegetables, whatever, with it. But they registered a pile of stuff under this, not just the burger. So all chicken products, all fish products, biscuits, maybe the boxes, and also potentially services associated with McDonald's, like potentially another chain of restaurants, another set of drive-through operations. So Pat McDonagh in 2017, after running this incredible business since he started, I think, in 1978 in Ballinasloe, and he wants to open and expand and go into the UK and go into Europe. And in order to do so, he has to register his trademark in order to trade. So he goes to the EU our intellectual property office in Alicante in Spain, and he says, I want to register Supermax. And he says, this is a title that was given to him as a schoolboy all those years ago playing football in Carmelite College in Moat. So he says, this is my title and this is my business and I want to register it. And McDonald's straight away object. And they say this is contrary and it infringes their trademark that they own in relation to the specific title of Big Mac. So they tried to stop him. And he says no. So that was the start of this process.
So I want to talk a little bit about kind of this process and what today's victory means. But in terms of that strategy, that trademarking strategy, is that something that's unique to McDonald's or do all companies do it? Did they look at, like, we might expand someday, I have a new startup here in Ireland, got someday I might expand into Australia. I'll just blanket the place with trademarks.
They all do it.
Okay.
And I mean, trademarks are incredibly valuable. And trademarks can be anything. I mean, they can be a combination of words. They can be symbols. They can be shapes. They can be colours. For example, Cadbury's own the colour purple in terms of packaging. You can't, you know, produce a chocolate bar with purple packaging because that would be an infringement of their trademark.
Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger owns the trademark Hasta La Vista, baby, if you know what I mean. So he's associated with that and he can make commercial products with that and associate that and make money out of it. So all of these, and obviously a huge company like McDonald's, Apple, whatever, they have a plethora of trademarks and they try and register everything and hoover up everything. And what was significant in this case was, as I said, they registered their trademark far and wide in relation to a range of products. But the only product that really was being used that had value in it associated with Big Mac was the Big Mac itself.
It was the actual Big Mac.
So the rest were not being used. used.
Okay.
So they were kind of keeping it in their locker for, you know, keeping it in their back pocket for future use. And Pat McDonagh established in the court, in the general court today and previously in 2019, that if you don't use it within a period of 5 years, you lose it.
Okay, so that's the import of this. It's not that you can't necessarily adopt that approach to trademarking. It's rather that once you adopt that approach, you actually then have to exercise your proprietary rights in that trademark.
That's it. So you have to show that there's value. You can't just hold on to it. I mean, it's like, remember the .com thing years ago when that first came out, everybody's name was being bought up or whatever, and people were holding on to it and saying that there was value. So the protection there is that, yes, you know, I mean, a trademark is a very valuable intellectual property. There's huge property value in that. But it has to be associated with a product that is in existence, and it has to be used. You can't just hold on to it for, you know, for a later date.
Are there examples whereby people have tried to trademark something associated with them that the kind of powers that be, the policymakers, said, no, you actually can't? That's too ubiquitous a thing.
Well, actually, just a kind of novelty one again, but there's a gentleman running for presidency in America called Donald Trump.
Yes.
And he famously tried to trademark the phrase, you're fired, because we know he was a TV star at one stage in The Apprentice. And he claimed that this was his and that he could use that, put it on a T-shirt, make loads of money, etc. And he was denied, this is in the American courts, he was denied that because I think there was a pottery company that used you're fired when they fired a pottery or something. So there was a clash, and he didn't have exclusive rights in relation to that. But I mean, as I said, the Big Mac, you know, McDonald's have no worries in relation to the Big Mac. McDonald's have no worries in relation to the Golden Arches image. That can't be interfered with. I mean, if somebody tries to open a restaurant and replicate that image with their restaurant, they will immediately be shut down. But they can't hold on to, or they can't associate a trademark with something that they're not using.
Just can't do that. What we would have seen as well, as you say, they became very valuable. People opening websites with particular domain names and then trying to sell them back to the companies. One would suspect that there are people who looked at this ruling today and frantically looking at all the trademarks McDonald's have that they haven't been using, but that they might want to use in the future. And you know, ordering some product from Temu or Alibaba and starting to flog it.
Well, you can say that it looks kind of pretty straightforward, that if you look at what is registered and it's not being used, well, then you can just automatically take that case. But, I mean, that completely, you know, undersells the achievement of Pat McDonagh in this, because he showed great courage in relation to that. I mean, he wanted to expand his business into the UK, which was part of the EU at the time, and also further afield. And he, you know, he came up against obstacles. I mean, it's very hard to take on a multinational like McDonald's.
Because that's what I wanted to ask you, actually, before we wrap things up, was just how big a legal challenge and a financial challenge is it for someone like Pat? Now, Pat McDonald's not short of a few bob. I don't think he'd mind me saying that. But compared to the might of McDonald's, I mean, it is very much David and Goliath.
And it is David and Goliath. And I think he's been spinning that line quite a bit. I heard it on there when he was talking to Pat. But it is David and Goliath, even though, as you say, he's a substantial businessman in his own right in Ireland. But he had to go and he had to take them on, and they will fight tooth and nail. And, you know, trademark attorneys throughout the world are watching things all the time. There's a lot of money. This is very lucrative, Kieran. You won't be surprised to hear that. So all the big companies would have companies that are keeping an eye on their interests and are trying to shut down rivals all the time. That's what's going on out there. And McDonald's would see something like Supermax as a major threat to them in Europe, because it could expand and eat into their business. So they will fight tooth and nail. But Pat wasn't going to be put off by that. And today is yet another vindication for the strategy he took.
I'm going to frantically seek to trademark the hard shoulder up and down the planet. Peter Leonard, presenter of the podcast The Fifth Court and a barrister as well. Peter, pleasure.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.